Your Honors, may it please the court. My name is Shelby O'Brien. As I mentioned a minute ago, I'm here with my colleague, Craig Enoch. We represent Nueces County, and I'm also here today with Melissa Villa, who represents the Appraisal District. Litigation between San Patricio County and Nueces County has been going on for a long time, related to the boundary and related to taxation issues. Now, I think an important thing to keep in mind is that the tax code envisions that there will be properties that cross county lines. And the tax code specifically envisions the appraisers kind of working together, cooperating, and coming up with an appraisal for each section, even of the same property, so that the whole represents fair market value. The tax code also envisions counties cooperating if they have a dispute about the boundary and about taxation. Unfortunately, here, San Patricio County has chosen not cooperation or agreement, but decades of litigation. And here we are today. And in this case, the final judgment not only gave San Patricio County various piers and docks and other facilities that unquestionably are within Nueces County's boundary, but also certain lands within the bay that, even if this court were to accept that the Occidental opinion, which I'll get to, authorizes San Patricio County to tax the piers and docks, that the so-called Oxy rule unquestionably would not apply to these lands in the bay. The final judgment in this case is legally incorrect and, frankly, unfair. So we would ask this court to reverse and render for Nueces County and the Appraisal District. But at a minimum, there may be a fact dispute.
So when you're
here,
talking about final judgment, because we have, as you said, decades, and I've got in front of me five opinions related to this case and judgments. Which judgment are you talking about? Are you talking about the judgment of 4704, which was decided in 2003, or are you talking about a different judgment? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
It is the final judgment, not the 2003 judgment.
Okay. So you're talking about the other one.
The final judgment in this case, which was rendered maybe about a year ago.
The September 24th, 21.
Yes, that's correct.
How can we distinguish this from the Oxy and CCL case? I mean, to me, it seems like the same thing, just repackaged as a deck action.
Your Honor, there really are, and I will answer that, but there are really two buckets, I would say, in this appeal that are at issue here. We have the piers and docks and so forth. Okay, I certainly will be addressing that in terms of the Occidental case and the liquefaction case. The second bucket is the lands in the bay. And that is also a part of this final judgment in this case. And again, I'm referring to the 2021 final judgment.
And the land in the bay, I'm trying to remember all the facts. So is that dredged land?
Well,
there was originally in San Pat and then became into the bay. So I'm just wondering if it's only the dredged land or...
It's more than that in this final judgment.
I thought that I had read in the record that some of the dredge land, Nueces County had said, okay, that used to be part after the dredge when they did the intercoastal. And these are lands that aren't related to dredge that we're talking about today.
It's both. But I think, yes. Okay, so I have, does the court have in front of you the demonstratives?
I do.
I think a picture can be helpful. So if you look at tab one,
they were put on your bench.
These demonstratives are all in the record.
Right.
Let's back up to the 2003 judgment, because that kind of underlies this whole dispute, obviously. The 2003 judgment was after a lengthy lawsuit with a very long, convoluted procedural history, and that's set forth in the parties' briefs. And I actually have a copy as well, tab 3 of the 2003 judgment. So essentially, the fight leading up to that judgment was whether the boundary of the counties was in the middle of the bays or up at the San Patricio mainland shoreline. So what happened here, and again, long, convoluted procedural history up and down at this court, but at the end of the day, the 2003 judgment established that the boundary is indeed at the San Patricio mainland shoreline, but it also carved out certain lands, and that's tab one. The Mile 533 Shipyard, Bay Harbor Subdivision, Donnell Point, Ingleside Point, and Dagger Island. So those are part of San Patricio County, according to the 2003 judgment. The final judgment here did essentially two things. And when I say the final judgment, we're back in this case, this appeal. It was construing the 2003 judgment, which is attached as tab three, and it essentially said that the piers and docks and so forth are part that are attached to the mainland of San Patricio County are taxable by San Patricio County. Okay, what was the justification for that? Well, we'll get to the Oxy opinion, but the 2003 judgment specifically said past and future natural and artificial modifications to the shoreline of San Patricio County shall form a part of San Patricio County. So that's, I would say, probably, that is certainly what the Occidental Court was hanging its hat on, in part. The judgment here, in the case we're here for today, also gave certain lands within the bay that are in addition to the ones from the 2003 judgment. And those are specifically formerly submerged lands that have been raised above the mean lower low tide line by the deposit of dredge, spoil, or other material and that are connected to San Patricio County. So, in a nutshell, that would mean the deposit of dredged soil dumped along the coast of the mainland to expand it. The other category of lands that we'll be discussing today, lands that were formerly connected to the San Patricio mainland, but that have become separated due to dredging and so forth. So these would be new lands that are created now or in the future due to dredging, so that they become islands in the bays. And then finally,
but they would have to have been connected at one point.
Well, that's true, but here's the critical thing. If you go back to the 2003 judgment, it says natural and artificial modifications to the shoreline. If you look at the definition of shoreline, it's only the mainland. It's only the mainland. And once these things are detached, they're not connected anymore. I mean, it's not, there's no connection to the mainland at that point. And I think the important thing there is that, well, and that's where you get into the Occidental case. The whole idea with the piers and docks there was that the upland jurisdiction can provide services to those piers. There was a presumption in the Oxy opinion. If these lands are no longer attached, then that presumption disappears. So they should not be analyzed under Oxy. The final issue in this appeal, and I think the lands issue can be a little confusing, and that's why I'm spending a moment talking about that. There's also whether the deposit of dredged spoil onto Ingleside Point, expanding it, is within San Pat and taxable by San Patricio County, which the final judgment here said yes, and we dispute that. I would like to talk a moment about the Occidental and Corpus Christi liquefaction case. That's obviously, those are the core cases that should govern this court's analysis.
Since
with the piers and docks.
Since you're talk about both of those cases, I would like you also to include the Ingleside case that this court decided based on Oxy, which was, my understanding, Pitt was denied by the Texas Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago, which two of these members sat on that panel of that Ingleside case. So I think that we have to address Ingleside, because if you're asking what I think you're asking in your brief, which is to a certain way go a different route than Oxy, then we have to also be going against our own precedent in the Ingleside case now.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to address that. So the Occidental case was decided under Section 72010, which was a bracket bill specific to San Patricio and Nueces County. And essentially, it requires, if there is a taxpayer being double taxed by these two counties, they can bring a mandamus proceeding at the Texas Supreme Court in order to get mandamus relief. As the court in the liquefaction case made clear, there can't be a fact dispute. So in the Oxy case, there were really two issues per the statute for the Supreme Court to decide. The first, where is the boundary? Okay. And do the Pearson docks actually move the boundary in some way? The Texas Supreme Court said no, the Pearson docks do not change the boundary of the two counties. And the Supreme Court even said something like, we don't believe the piers form spine-like extensions of the San Patricio boundaries into the bay. So that was the court's answer to question one that was presented. Question two had to do with who gets to tax the structures, which also is the second part of Section 72010. The court there said San Patricio gets to tax them. Why? Because the court had a presumption based on the short and hurried record, because these proceedings must be decided in 90 days, which is kind of unimaginable, actually. 90 days to decide the entire case. And based on the very limited record it had before it, the Supreme Court said there is a presumption in the common law that the upland jurisdiction provides services and therefore should get the benefit of the taxes from those facilities. An important point there, the Supreme Court was relying on cases from the 1800s, mainly involving little piers sticking up into rivers, not these massive refineries that are built over the bay. And also, I would add, these cases in the 1800s wouldn't have the modern types of services that are available today. So then we get to the liquefaction case. And there, the Supreme Court refused to grant mandamus relief because there was a fact dispute. The fact dispute was, as relevant to this case, I believe, twofold. One, what kind of services can Nueces County provide to the liquefaction facility? And by the way, just as a demonstrative tab two, I have a picture. I just had to pick one. These are Exhibit 19 in the summary judgment record attached to the Nueces Party summary judgment filing. This is just a sample of one, but, you know, it's a huge facility sticking out into the bay. So the Supreme Court obviously took a step back from the Oxy case and said, whoa, wait a minute, there may be a fact dispute here about services. Maybe this presumption wouldn't apply to the liquefaction facility, the presumption of the upland jurisdiction providing services. The second fact dispute that precluded mandamus relief was the fact that of the nature of the facilities. And the Supreme Court even specifically said, we did not hold that the rule, the Oxy rule, applies to every structure imaginable. On the contrary, we derived the rule from cases that involve structures similar to Oxy's piers. So the Supreme Court refused to grant mandamus relief.
Are you then asking us to take a look at every single pier structure that comes out of San Patricio and analyze each one of those as to who would be the taxing entity? Is there enough information in the record to do that?
That would require a remand, and we have alternatively requested a remand. I believe that would involve a fact dispute at that point to go through each facility.
But don't we have to at some point try to call this to a conclusion and ascertain what is the boundaries of these? Because if not, we're going to be here another 50 years from now trying to decide the same issue again. I mean, I thought that what the trial court at least attempted to do in the 21 was set out some parameters that would effectuate now and in the future as to these buildings. So why is that wrong? I mean, I'm having trouble ascertaining why this judgment is wrong. And I know you're running out of time. Don't worry about the time.
Okay.
This is a big case, and we fully understand that.
Sure. Your Honor, I believe under the Occidental case and the liquefaction case, I think the Supreme Court demanded in this litigation to come up with a fair result. What would a fair result look like? These properties at issue, the piers and docks, they cross the county line. The tax code envisions appraisers working together and figuring out splitting the tax revenue. The fair conclusion here, and I do not believe it would run astray of Oxy, given the pulling back in liquefaction, given the record here, which shows Nueces County does provide services to these structures. Nueces County taxpayers paid for bonds that help fund some of the development. And the fact that the boundary is unquestionably the shoreline. A fair result would be San Patricio taxes what's in their boundaries, Nueces taxes what's in its boundaries. And you can see in tab two, the liquefaction facility, it crosses, some of it's on the dry land, some of it's over the water. That would be a fair result. You know, in terms of what's wrong with the judgment, it's not taking into account the summary judgment record. And I believe in liquefaction, the Supreme Court demanded that a court look at the record here about services, about facilities. We have demonstrated that Nueces County provides services and under the Oxy rule is entitled to some of the tax revenue. Now, in terms of the lands, that's a whole different bucket, a whole different topic. I hope we address that in the briefing. I know we're out of time, but the lands unquestionably would not be subject to this so-called Oxy rule, no matter what this court decides on the piers and docks. Some of these they're separated from the mainland. They are unquestionably within Nueces County's boundaries. More critically, this is a summary judgment proceeding, and if you actually look at San Patricio's summary judgment briefing, they didn't even address a lot of what is contained in that final judgment, and we've addressed that in our brief. This wasn't a trial. They have to argue and present evidence to get summary judgment. They did not meet that burden with some of these lands in the bays. So at a minimum, there should be a reverse and render for the lands in the bays, but we believe also reverse and render for the piers and docks.
Right. Any further questions from the panel? All right. Thank you.
May it please the court. I'm John Hightower, and I have the privilege of representing San Patricio County in this 50-year-old case. As I think as the court noted, the 50th anniversary of this case happened this last summer. I actually had it marked on my calendar. It wasn't a positive thing. I've been personally involved in the case since 2009. When the original case was filed, I was a 19-year-old undergraduate at the University of Houston. I'm now a 69-year-old lawyer contemplating retirement, but having promised my client that I won't retire until this case is over. So I certainly have a personal interest in bringing this to an end.
Well, I pulled the 1989 cause number of this case, which was opinion by Dorsey, Nye, and Fortunato Benavides. So this court has a long history with this case as
right.
well.
Right, and that's actually a good segue for me. So in that decision, so what had happened in the trial court up to that point in time is the trial court had established Nueces had won the battle at that time, which was San Patricio County originally took the position that it was the middle of the bay. The court read the statute. I personally think they read it correctly and determined that, no, it's the shoreline, not the middle of the bay. The case was treated as a final judgment, went up to this court, and this court said, no, it's not a final judgment because you still have the issue of what is the shoreline and what effect are future modifications in that shoreline. And the reason that's important was there are at least three ways that the court could have dealt with those issues. One, probably the worst way, the court could have said, okay, it's the physical circumstances of the mainland at the time that the original statute was adopted sometime in the 1800s. Very impractical kind of rule. Had the court decided that that made sense, that that was the rule. Another rule that might have been made, and it's pretty close to the one that was made by the court, is let's look at what's there today. Let's look at what's something that's practical to determine. You don't need to get a surveyor out and decide whether this 10-foot strip of dry land, of now dry land, was at some point that was in 1800 submerged, to come up with a rule that was has common sense and that's easy to apply. Anyway, so this court sent it back to the district court with instructions to answer that question. The district court answered that question in 2003 in that judgment. The when that judgment became final in 2008 after the last appeal, there was an appeal. There was an issue in the case about whether or not San Patricio County could collect the taxes from that Nueces County had wrongly collected from areas that were the areas that were cut off, the points that were cut off. The court ended up holding, no, they can't, you're immune. I'm a government lawyer, I understand immunity, I don't have a problem with that. But in any event, it was 2008 before that judgment became final because of the last appeal was over. At that point in time, San Patricio County figured we've got a rule that everybody can live with. But it turns out Nueces County had a different opinion about that. And despite the protests you might have heard today already and in the briefs, they have continued to challenge not only something I think is fair for them to do, which is say, argue about what artificial and natural modifications mean. That's a fair thing to do. But they still argue that that shouldn't be in the judgment at all. Just like they still argue that the court was wrong in choosing the lower low tide line as opposed to the high tide line. They continue to do that today, just as you heard learned counsel questioning the Supreme Court's decision in Oxy. In their briefs, five times in their principal brief and twice in their reply brief, they talk about the truncated, they're critical of the proceedings of the Texas Supreme Court. I don't like losing either. But once the Supreme Court has decided a case I'm involved in and denied my motion for review, I have to accept it.
Let me ask you, counsel for Nueces is distinguishing somewhat the piers and docks and wharves, and then the lands that were previously submerged now have become islands, which in the 2021 judgment, it's declared that those belong to San Pat. So can you explain your position with regards to that and how the judgment, the 2021 judgment, justifies the dredged lands to become part of San Pat?
Yes, sir. But first of all, we'll go back to the 2003 judgment, and I think what you were making reference to is that judgment dealt with some specific lands that had been cut off by dredging. Donnell Point, Ingleside Point, there were three or four of those. But the court also had to come up with a rule going forward because that shoreline is not static. There's a good chance there'll be future dredging, other channels. So the court had to come up with a rule for the future so we wouldn't be back here arguing about this as well. And that's where the court came up with the rule that natural, again, I'm quoting directly from the judgment, natural and artificial modifications to the shoreline of San Patricio County are part of San Patricio County. That's the rule the court adopted. I think it was the right rule, but that really doesn't matter because that was a final judgment. It's res judicata as to the dispute between the parties in this case as to that. So as to future lands that might be separated from the mainland by dredging, I think the judgment clearly provides, the 2003 judgment, that those lands, that San Patricio County doesn't lose them. They don't lose the part that's now an island, and they don't lose the jurisdiction over what's now submerged by the dredging. That's the general rule that the court adopted going forward. And I think the 2021 judgment is consistent with a fair reading of that general rule. I want to back up for just a moment. The court may find this hard to believe, since probably almost every case you deal with is two parties fighting over money. But this case originally started over principle. Again, I've represented governmental entities my entire career, and because of that, I very often have the privilege of arguing about principle when there may not be any money involved. Of course, in this case, there ultimately was money involved. But this started because of the experience San Patricio County had along its shoreline. And there's affidavits that part of the summary judgment evidence from law enforcement officials in San Patricio County telling stories about, for instance, one of them was someone drowned in the waters off the shore. They call Nueces County and say, we've got somebody that's drowned. And they say, you know, we can't deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it. They bring the body ashore. They call Nueces County coroner, come over and deal with it. And they say, not our problem. It's on your land now. And to my head, insults to injury, they required San Patricio County to pay for the autopsy for someone that drowned in the bay. So it was a matter of principle. It's like, we're the ones that are taking care of the shoreline. You guys are doing nothing over here. You know, we would like a court to decide, you know, whose responsibilities are what. It was originally about responsibilities, who's responsible for providing services. San Patricio County has always done it. No matter how this court rules, San Patricio County will continue to do it because these piers and docks, which are the principal issues, principal properties that are out there, they are piers and docks that belong to our taxpayers in San Patricio County. And San Patricio County is going to provide services. They're going to go out there when they're called. They always have. They always will, regardless of what this court decides. But over the years, there's been huge development along that shoreline. Back when this original, the second lawsuit was filed, the one in 2009, the naval base was still owned by the federal government. The thought was the port was going to buy it. It was never going to be taxable. There just wasn't a lot of value along the shoreline. But because of cheap natural gas, available transportation, all those things, there's been a boom along the shoreline. And there are these huge industries. 90% plus of those industries are built on the dry land. There's no dispute about it. The dispute is about the part that involves piers and docks that are built out into the bay.
I think that's a problem that I have is I think about piers and wharves and where, you know, we think of these little, you know, as the appellant has argued, these are not just someone that goes out on the dock to have their little boat or for my grandchildren to go out there and fish. But these are big industrial docks and wharves that are being built in the middle of the Nueces County Bay, which we all agree belongs, at least by case law and statute now, belongs to Nueces County. So the issue is, as now, as you are indicating to this court, and I think that's what's happening, there's a vision of this industrial area that's going to continue to grow. And maybe they will make land in islands. They won't create by dredging. It won't be a curve. But they will make these islands in the middle of what is definitely Nueces County water. What do we do and deal with them? Because I find somewhat lacking both the 2003. I understand what the language is of this in the judgment of 2003. But I don't know if past and future natural and artificial modifications to the shoreline of San Patricio shall form part of San Patricio, took into account these, what we're talking about today, these huge industrial wharves and piers.
So, again, I'll segue now to Oxy. So,
okay.
In Oxy, the issue of the taxation of those piers was, that was the issue the Supreme Court decided. And I'll start off by reading the last paragraph of the opinion. Accordingly, we direct the Nueces County Appraisal District to withdraw and cease from issuing tax assessments to Oxy for its piers and other facilities, which we have held to be a part of San Patricio County. That's in the declaratory, the final paragraph of the decision. And then one page before, the court talks about, the court does talk about services, and it is true that San Patricio County is the only county that's providing any meaningful services and ever has. But it also, the court, I'll read another on page 29 of the opinion. Well, actually, it's page 29 of the printout, excuse me. The common law thus firmly recognizes that the right to construct docks, piers, and similar facilities from the shore into the water springs from the ownership of the upland property bordering the shore rather than from the submerged lands on which portions of those facilities are constructed. The common law, therefore, supports treating docks, piers, and similar permanent facilities that are connected to the mainland of San Patricio County as a part of that county. The taxes owed by Oxy on its piers are due San Patricio County, not Nueces County. That's important. I think it provides a partial answer.
Doesn't the case law also say it's not saying that every piers and wharves? I mean, it goes on to say that. We're not saying that every piers and wharves is property of the mainland.
There's language like that. There's also language in there where the court talks about we're not happy with San Patricio's arguments that it was, this would create spine-like projections of the boundary. But the court, again, in dealing with the piers and docks that the court was dealing with, the court applied a rule that if you apply that same rule to other piers and docks, would have the same effect. And let me answer the question about this hypothetical pier across the bay. A property owner would have no right to build a pier across the bay. They would have to acquire submerged land from the state or something else. The right to wharf out or whatever doesn't include the right to build a pier across the bay. That's not a part of the bundle of rights of a property owner. But the bundle of rights of the property owners in this case do include the right to build the wharves and piers that are actually built, not this hypothetical across the bay pier, which again, there would be no legal authority for any of those landowners to use the state's submerged land in that fashion. So that hypothetical is not something that would exist. And if you applied this rule to that hypothetical, that would not be taxable to San Patricio County because it would have been built under some set of rights other than the rights to owning the upland property abutting the bay. Again, the Supreme Court decided this issue for these piers. There's no evidence was presented in the summary judgment proceeding about some other pier that was so different that a different rule ought to apply to it, or an explanation for why that different rule would apply, when again, the right to build the piers into the bay is a bundle, part of the bundle of property rights of the owner of the land on the shore. They criticized the fact that our Supreme Court accepted precedent from other jurisdictions. It's the Supreme Court. They made a decision. They made a final decision. I guess I could criticize it academically, but I can't criticize it and say they were wrong because by definition, it's the Supreme Court's decision. It's correct. And what the Supreme Court did was apply common law principles developed in several cases in other states. So it's an issue that hadn't come up in Texas before, to say that when you're looking at a shoreline like this and you're looking at the taxability of piers and wharves built out from the land, you look at the rights of the land to determine where those piers are taxable.
Is there any other bay in Texas? I think I read it in the record somewhere, but is there any other bay in Texas that is shared by two counties that have the same issue with the shoreline?
So I have to go outside the record, but I will tell the court that to my knowledge, there's no situation in Texas where the water side claims the right to tax the piers other than here. Our firm represents the Harris County Appraisal District. Part of Galveston Bay, the upper part of Galveston Bay, is in Chambers County. If you're in Seabrook, for instance, and you step out into the water, you step from Harris County to Chambers County.
Somewhere in either one of the briefs. Then let's talk about services. If a fire breaks out on the pier, let's just use the Oxy Pier. I know there's many. Then who's going to put it out?
Yeah, so probably the answer to that is actually probably an industrial. Those industries are very particular about how fires are put out on their property. It's a very specialized thing. It's probably actually going to be a private company.
Okay. So let me then, owned by them. Where the fire happens, someone has a heart attack and needs an ambulance. Where's that going to come from?
If there's a law enforcement response, it's going to be, if it happens to be in a city that shares it, it might be a city officer, but if it's in the county, it's going to be a sheriff's deputy from San Patricio County, as they have responded many times in the past, as described in the affidavits that were part of the summary judgment motion here.
So counsel for Nueces County says that in this record, not before the Supreme Court in Oxy, but in this record, there's evidence that Nueces County provides services to these docks and piers and wharves. And maybe you could enlighten me, and maybe I can enlighten you quite well.
So that evidence is, and I hesitate to use this term, but I'm going to use it as a joke. So first of all, they say other entities, not the county. They say Corpus Christi sometimes provides services over there. They should, since Corpus Christi actually has some jurisdiction in San Patricio County. They say the port provides services over there. We're part of the port, too. It's the port includes all of San Patricio County, just like it includes Nueces County. The county, Nueces County doesn't provide those services. They had one affidavit from one employee of Nueces County in their summary judgment evidence. It was a deputy sheriff, and what he said was, well, the sheriff used to patrol the shore over there with boats, but he stopped in, I think, 2007. That was it. That was their attempt to show services. They do throw some other things in. They say, we've got great hospitals in Nueces County. Sure they do. But they don't provide services for free to people in San Patricio County. They don't provide any, those hospitals, provide service to whoever will walk in. And the county hospital that serves indigents is only going to provide free care to the residents of Nueces County, not San Patricio County. The question is, what services did the county provide? And all they had one employee who said, hey, we used to patrol the shoreline. And he didn't give a single example of a single call that they ever made to any one of these piers or docks or other improvements along the shoreline of San Patricio County. So, no, they don't provide any meaningful services. Never have, never will. And that's the summary judgment record. There's no reason for a remand to deal with the service issue. That the evidence is clear right there. They don't provide services. San Patricio County has historically done so, will do so in the future, again, no, regardless of how this court rules, because it's our taxpayers and we owe them that responsibility, whether we tax the piers or not. But again, the issue before the court here is there was a judgment in 2003 that became final in 2008. It did what this court instructed it to do in the 1989 appeal, which is to answer the questions about where's the shoreline and what happens as it changes over time. It answered that question, and I think it answered it correctly. And I certainly would like to see this case come to a final end after 50 years. And I would ask this court to affirm the judgment of the trial court, the 2021 judgment.
Any further questions from the panel? All right. Thank you, Mr. Hightower.
Thank you.
May it please the court?
Yes.
I did not address the Ingleside case. I ran out of time.
That's perfectly fine.
I would like to do that a little bit to start. What I would say about the Ingleside case, it's not the same record. It was an annexation case, is my understanding. I fully understand what the court said in the opinion, but I would urge this court to look at the record in this case, to look at the Occidental case and the Corpus Christi liquefaction case and the 2003 judgment, because those are really the guiding lights in this case that were not necessarily directly at issue in the Ingleside case.
So let me see if I understand this correct. That's what procedurally we have in front of us. So in 2003, there's this judgment that has the physical, I mean, it has the language of past and future, natural and artificial modifications. And it would seem that what the trial court did in the 21 is take that language and apply it in a summary judgment manner as to saying these lands have been either physically or artificially modified, therefore they're part of San Patricio.
The judgment, perhaps that was the intent. We believe it was wrong.
Okay.
It is not a correct construction of the 2003 judgment, as explained in our brief.
And so what you're telling this court, it's wrong because it's legally wrong, or do you believe there's a fact issue that needs to be flushed out in the trial court?
It's legally wrong, and it's factually wrong.
Okay.
But we believe this court could reverse and render based on this record.
We would reverse and render, but what do we do when we reverse and render? Because we still have to provide some clarification, as a 21 order did, as to the different lands or buckets, as you have called them. And so I'm concerned that a reverse and render doesn't get anyone, whether it's San Patricio or Nueces anywhere, because we're having to deal with different buckets. Because if we reverse and render, what you're asking us is to make it all part of Nueces County.
That's correct.
And if I don't know if we're going to get anywhere there based on what this based on this procedural judgment. I'm not saying that we won't or not, but It's very intricate, as Justice DeGarina says, that we're dealing with some very specific lands, and do we then have to look at every piece of land to ascertain applying Oxy and CCL to them to decide who they belong to?
We filed a motion for new trial in the trial court, and in this court, we have alternatively asked for a remand. And if the court reviews this record and determines there is a potential fact dispute about the specific lands and structures, then a remand for a bench trial would be appropriate in this case. I would like to briefly address the services argument again.
Okay. Yes, please.
I've heard before in the briefing and so forth this idea that Nueces County services are a joke, they're not meaningful, that sort of argument. I would urge this court to look at the record. There are, frankly, both counties provide services. We're not disputing that San Patricio County provides some services to these peers. I think the record shows both do. What kind of services are those? The hospitals are in Nueces County. There's in the record an interlocal agreement between San Patricio County and Nueces County. Nueces County provides medical examiner services to San Patricio County. And so this idea that, oh, and Nueces County made us pay for the medical examiner, they have an agreement about this with a payment structure and everything. The Port of Corpus Christi provides tons of services in the bays. This record has an interlocal agreement between Nueces County and the port to provide services on behalf of the county and the bays. There are also affidavits of county employees. Now, I understand San Patricio doesn't like those affidavits, but they weren't stricken from this record. There was no objection to them. I don't hear any argument it's somehow like a sham affidavit. This is evidence in the record of services provided by Nueces County. We have evidence in this record that Nueces County taxpayers had bond elections to help facilitate the development of these bays. On this record, which I don't believe was the record in Ingleside, Nueces County provides services. The structures are within their boundaries. Nueces County taxpayers help pay for these structures. Under this record, the just result is for Nueces County to be able to have the tax revenue, or at least some of it. And as mentioned, the tax code envisions splitting tax revenue. I see I'm out of time, so unless there are further questions.
No,
thank you.
Thank you.